This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. All flags on government buildings will fly at half-staff to mark yesterday's mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. The order from Governor Jared Polis comes after President Biden issued a proclamation about it to include military bases. The change will stay in effect until sunset on Saturday. Cooler temperatures and some needed moisture have prompted the Bureau of Land Management's Royal Gorge Field Office to rescind Stage 1 fire restrictions across a number of counties, including Elbert, Crowley, and Bent. Others are in northern Colorado. Restrictions remain on BLM land in other southern Colorado counties. Meantime, the Colorado Springs Airport plans to unveil a base for firefighting air tankers today. The Gazette reports the aircraft will support firefighting efforts in the city as well as around the state. It will also serve as a hub to help neighboring states. Funding comes from a federal grant, and the effort is a result of a five-year collaboration between the U.S. Forest Service, Peterson Air Force Base, the airport, and the city of Colorado Springs. Colorado has updated its parenting laws to expand the legal rights of people who adopt children. CPR's Paolo Schalzato explains the law will be more inclusive for parents in the LGBTQ community.
The new laws ease the adoption process for couples who conceive through surrogacy. Sponsors wrote the bill in hopes of easing the process for LGBTQ parents. Some of the standard requirements for adoption, like parental visits and background checks, are eliminated under the new law. It also removes gendered language from adoption laws. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 64 degrees and partly cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 66 degrees. And in Boulder, it's 68 degrees and fair. This is CPR News and KRCC.